When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on This Morning with Don Lloyd, the Senior Vice President of Capital Markets, the Foreign Exchange and Derivatives at Associated Bank. Don, good morning. Welcome back.
Steve, good morning. Thank you for inviting me back. It's good to be here.
I want to focus our conversation on oil today and prices and investments and global economy related to this. Talk to us a little bit about where oil prices are right now. I know they've been up and down, easing a little bit over recent days, right?
Yes, just when you think, you've seen volatility in the market coming from the foreign exchange world, all of a sudden now we're catching a lot of volatility going on in the oil market. And you're right, it is all over the place, but certainly the short dates are holding up over $70 a barrel, WTI about 71, 72 a barrel, with Brent upwards of around $75 a barrel. And it's just been one of those wild ride markets at the end of the year, which sort of makes it a festive holiday market, as far as I'm concerned.
Everybody is talking about the Omicron variant and its impact on markets. How is Omicron, the potential spread of that, impacting the oil market?
Sure. When Omicron, it's funny, the life cycle of this Omicron thing has just been at lightning speed when compared to the Delta variant, that when it first came out and everybody was thinking, oh, my gosh, here comes another derivative of the virus that's being pushed around. Are we going to go back into lockdown? And what happened is that oil prices fell off pretty rapidly simply because they thought, well, if we're going to go back into a lockdown or if this is going to be impactful to the economy, then the demand's not going to be there. Last time oil prices were up around $85 a barrel was last October. And then we sort of saw that drop, as this variant came out. And everybody thought, here we go, the economy's going to cool again and everybody's going to be locked away. Because let's see how serious this is. And it's like you wake up one morning and all of a sudden all of those concerns now are sort of, beginning to flow out. They're not as important as they were, say, a week ago. And we're sort of back on a track now of oil prices going back up again because you and I are going to be driving our cars. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a very active holiday. So they're swinging all over the place. And, a lot of it has to do with the virus.
What about the predictions of some traders and analysts of $100 a barrel or more?
Sure, why not? I mean, 2008, oil touched $147 a barrel. So I don't think there's anything magical about $100 a barrel. And to me, it's sort of like if the demand is there and the supply isn't, then we'll easily push through $100 a barrel. That's a great thing about these non-perishable goods. They're all supply-demand driven. And right now, we've got demand that is up and continuing to move up, and we've got supply that seems to be squeezed off, and I think we're ripe for $100 a barrel.
President Biden released some oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve along with China, Japan, India, South Korea, and the UK. How has that impacted oil prices in the short term? Was there a big impact? And I know the president has said that he is ready to do even more, release even more. What will be the potential impact on those prices if that happens?
Yeah, this is not the first time that an administration has done this. I mean, when you look back, I think President Reagan and his administration did it. You had Bill Clinton, President Clinton, and the administration did it. It was a whole different dynamic back then. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. Low oil prices meant stronger economy, more dollars in the pocket for you and me, so that we could go out and spend and keep the economy moving. And it was a political decision to sort of, hey, happy people, they're working, the economy's moving along. That was the context back then. That has totally changed today. And what I mean by that is the Biden administration is sort of caught in the middle right now. On one hand, the pandemic and the demand and the lack of supply causing oil prices to go up, which you and I don't like. okay? And he is a politician, and he's got elections coming up, and he wants a strong economy, and he wants, you know, people like you and I to be happy. And when we see prices going up at the pump, we're not happy. So he sits there and says, well, time to release, you know, some of the strategic oil supply. I'm going to open it up and release it, just like people in the past have done. However, the context now is different today because there's something else out there other than a strong economy, and that is climate change. And the Biden administration got elected on addressing climate change and, you know, emission controls and whatnot. And that's the side of it where higher oil prices are actually good for if you're an advocate of climate change and emission control, because a lot of things happen when oil prices are high. You and I change our driving behaviors. That's one of the things that happens. The other thing is that as that price point pushes up, research, investment, technology, especially in alternative energy sources, becomes more economically feasible. The free markets, when left to their own accord, will sit there and find alternative sources of energy, but the price point has to be economic enough where it makes sense. So, on one hand, I think you have President Biden and the administration sitting there saying, boy, I really want to have it look like I want lower oil prices, but he's also got the other side, the climate change, to address. You know, that's what got him in the office, and he's got to sit there and push those prices up, or at least be happy with it so that the free markets can continue to find alternative fuel prices. So he's sort of caught in the middle right now, and we'll see. We do know this, that when in the past, whether it was Reagan or Clinton, when they tapped the strategic oil reserves, it really did not have a big impact, certainly not in the long run, possibly in the short run a little bit. But you know, just because they're tapping oil reserves and making them flow and making them available, it doesn't really have that big of an effect. I don't think, and I think this is going to be no different than it has been in the past.
Yeah. You know, Don, I have a feeling that there is going to be a day, and the conversation, we may have it here, you and I, but it may be, you know, our replacements that have this conversation the next decade, where oil prices really aren't going to matter much because of all of these companies switching to electric vehicles. And I know the U.S. is planning to have more electric vehicles on the roads. I mean, it feels like that time is coming faster than we think.
I tend to agree with you, and I think that is just, you know, good, progressive, modern society, you know, moving into a healthier world and a profitable world, to be honest with you. You know, but don't underestimate how entrenched the U.S. particularly is when it comes to our dependence on oil. I mean, you know, you and I can probably say the same thing about cars that drive themselves. Now, you know, I'm sort of old school. I don't think I'll ever take the hand off the steering wheel.
Me neither.
I mean, you know, so the same thing when it comes to oil and the dependency on oil. The U.S. is really dependent on oil, and we've got some really, really big companies out there that, you know, have built their entire fortune and foundation on oil. So until we get them to move and them to invest, and they will, but the numbers have to be there. Oil prices have to be high enough where their research and development, you know, makes economic sense. And where is that price? Well, you know, we can talk about that for a couple hours if you want to. But, you know, it's certainly not at $70 a barrel, nor is it at $80 a barrel. You know, I think once you push up higher over $100 a barrel, I think you're going to see us move faster to the whole, you know, oil-less battery, alternative energy sources for automobiles and everything else, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you have your finger really on the a pulse of what's happening in the economy, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. And I know you've told our listeners many times, you don't bet against America. You never will. As the year closes out here, how do you think we're doing? How do you think the U.S. economy is doing? How do you think the global economy is doing? What do you think the forecast is for next year?
Well, I've been a big bear. A big bull. I'm bullish U.S. I'm always have been bullish the U.S. dollar. I think we are the biggest game in town and probably one of the only games in town, to be honest with you. I think the way we conduct our monetary policy is really cutting edge. We navigated this pandemic. You know, we navigated a lot of things with interest rates down to zero. And now, you know, inflation is back and, you know, they'll tap the brakes a little bit, but it's in control. When you look around the world on who can do that as well as we can, you know, there's a handful of countries that are out there that can do that. But, you know, just the size of our country, the power of our country, you know, the free enterprise spirit, you know, the creativity, you know, those are, you know, core foundational things that Americans have that just aren't going to go away. So I'm very, very bullish. And as the U.S. goes, so will go the world, I think. I really believe that. So, you know, you look back at China, you look at some of these other emerging countries that, you know, could possibly challenge us in the future. But we don't have to worry about it this year. We don't have to worry about it last year. I mean, they're significant. They're players. But, you know, when it comes to the full nine yards, you know, I don't think anybody beats America.
All right, Don. Great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one?
Sure. Available on the trading desk Monday through Friday at 866-524-8836.
All right, Don. Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Steve. Happy holidays.